Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining. How are you? This is Coffee with RW, with yours truly, Ralph William. I hope everyone is doing great. Come on in. Come on in. The coffee is fine. It's nicely grounded. It tastes delicious. It goes great with any milk, human or animal, whichever one you want to use. But anyway, well, I guess they did it in Cali. Congratulations, Newsom. Hey, Brina. Just in time to start it off. I got nothing for you today. But let's get it started. Get your coffees. Get your whatever it is you need to start your morning. And let's get it going.
Oh, here we go, Ralph.
You're now listening to the WESN Epic Strategies Network.
What's up, everybody? It's Joey from the Area 81 podcast. And as if you didn't know already, you're listening to Ralph William on WESN. Okay, where's my check?
Yo, this is Homeboy 88 for the Homeboy 88 podcast, rocking out with Ralph Williams on the Ralph Williams Show on Epic Strategies Network on WESN. And we're rocking out with them. Yo, peep game, right? Peep game, right? Yo, check it out. Check out the Ralph Williams Show. You're a bad motherfucker, man.
Yes, everybody. It's the sounds of the mind cave. You've been listening to the sounds of Mr. Ralph Williams. Keep it locked. Pressure makes him die. Pressure makes him die.
You're now listening to the WESN Epic Strategies Network.
Oh, man. Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. We be speedy. Smoking on some Wheaties. No Wheaties. What's going on, Toto? Oh, Chris Unplugged. What's going on, Chris Unplugged? Good morning to you, good sir. I hope everyone is doing great. Everyone is doing great, I hope. Popping in to say hello, and then you got to go, but it's okay. Don't stray away from the show. Just act like you know who my name is. My name is Ralph William. I tried to kill him, but I can't. I got no money in the bank. I can't be top 10 anymore. Don't be scared anymore. I don't know. This is me trying to have a creative show. But that doesn't happen. Thank you, everybody, for joining. This is Coffee with RW. Yours truly, Ralph William. I hope you guys are doing great. Follow me on Twitter, at the Ralph William on Twitter. You can also follow the podcast wherever you get your podcast, all over the place. And also download the WESN Epic Strategies Network app and come and join us. Listen to some good music, good shows, and all that good stuff. If you want to...
You're now listening to the WESN Epic Strategies Network.
What's up, everybody? It's Joe.
If you want to listen to the Epic Strategies Network, just download the mobile app on your Google Play Store or Apple Store. It's W-ESN, Epic Strategies Network. There's a lot of new music in there, a lot of good shows, and give it a shot. It's free. Just download it and check it out. Oh, man, yeah. What's going on, CA girl? How are you? Is that Cali? Drop that beat, says.
Yeah.
Get it. So, I wonder how everybody's... Today's going to be a chill day. Not going to be hitting you off with a lot of sound clips and news. Trying to relax. This is a more free form, whatever goes. It is California Old Lady. California Old Lady? All right. I wish they all could be California ladies. How are you? How do you feel about Newsom? I guess he escaped being recalled. I wonder if that was an inside job. Not an inside job. If it was a fair thing. You know, even though a lot of people were saying, like, you supposedly voted already. Really? I didn't even mail in my ballot. But anyway, I know a lot of people get a little sensitive when we talk about, you know, election integrity. But that's fine. But regardless of the fact, Elder took it on the chin, and he's probably in a better mood. He was like, oh man, thank God I didn't win. You know all the work I would have to had to have done in order to fix the state up? No offense to your state, but you guys got a lot of issues over there. A lot of issues. So I hope everyone is doing great. What are you drinking tomorrow? What are you drinking this morning? I'm drinking my coffee. I hope you guys are too, if you're on the East Coast and you're doing well. Chris, I wanted to ask you, how you feeling? Everything good with you? And did anybody see Saucy? I saw Saucy yesterday talking. Apparently she's okay, but I didn't know what the hell happened. Same. She's home. Yeah, I heard. I saw her on, I think it was on Laura's live. I tried to ask her a question, like, what happened? But, you know, she's probably too busy or, you know, recuperating. So I didn't know what the hell happened. All I know is that they took her away. That sounds like evil. Like, they took her away. They're going to lock her up. But I'm glad that she's home, whatever the case may be. I heard something about transfusion. I'm like, what the fuck, transfusion? What's going on here? But we're happy that she's back home, and hopefully she's healthy. She'll get healthier, and nothing but good wishes to Saucy. She's another fam member of the Podbeam crew. And you can be part of it too if you just download the Podbean app and click the affiliate link below the podcast. That's www.podbean.com/getcoffee. And you can start your journey in broadcasting your voice, your opinions, your thoughts to many different platforms. With censorship happening a lot, I guess the last line of defense is doing your own podcast. Get your information out there to the people around you in your neighborhood, in your community. So make sure to go to www.podbeam.com/getcoffee and get started on your journey today. Is there anything else I got to plug in? Besides Chris Unplug? I got to plug something. I would like a coffee. Be right back to listen. Very good. Go get yourself a coffee. If you're in Cali, damn, it must be really early for you right now. What time is it in California? It's probably like 5 in the morning right now, right? Wow. Good for you. I remember those days. I used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. But for some reason,
damn, bitch,
I got lazy as fuck. Yeah, I know, right? Mad early.
Damn, bitch.
I know. I miss that, Ralph. What do you miss? You miss me getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning? Or you miss getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning? It's 5:18 for you? Yeah, all right. I miss you being on when I'm up. What are you talking about? You're never up. Excuse me. You were never up that early. I usually ended my show as you were coming in. when you were on consistently every morning. Yeah, that's true. Yes. I was on every morning. Sometimes I would do earlier morning shifts just to cave people. I'd on like 2 a.m. Did a show there, then did a regular show in the morning from like, what was it? I think it was from 6 to 8 or 9 at the time. And then I did another show after that. Oh. Believe me, guys, I hustled. You know, it's not like I, well, anyway, let's not open that can of worms. So, how's Jersey treating you over there, Brina? Everything okay? I hear things. All good. Too humid though. Yo, it felt humid as hell last night. It was hot. I turned on the fan, still hot. Ugh, it's freaking sticky. It was all nasty, right? Yeah.
Let it play.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Damn, bitch.
So it was, I know it was nasty. It was nasty. But I was trying to, like, I wish I had AC. But I had put on, like, the ceiling fan, then I put a fan in the window, and I'm like, ugh, it's nasty.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Speaking of. What's up, Fair Use? So, it is it is a Wednesday, and Gavin Newsom is your president. Oh no, wait, I'm sorry. Sorry, I mean he's still governor of California. I haven't finished my coffee. Excuse me. So I might need to go get some herbal essences soon because I'm running kind of empty, and that seems to be the only thing that helps me sleep at night. You know, I hear all the crying babies out there. And the nightmares that I keep having. Barely sleep. Did someone say herbal essence? Of course. If only there was a place I can get it. Maybe just chill out and have some. Maybe one day, in a place far, far away, in Jersey. We'll see what happens. We'll see. Hopefully. In terms of, I'm glad I do still have a stash to help me like calm down at night. It's for anybody who cares about strains. It's called Jesus something. Jesus OG or something? I forgot the name of it. Something Jesus. What's up, Fabe? The Fabe is here.
Damn, bitch.
Where you been, the Fabe? Working? That's good. It's good to be working. It's I've noticed sometimes that you've had people shared your show. You were doing like a drive home show. You driving home from work now? Nope, you still at work? Or you off of work already? Oh, damn, now you're working late. Good for you. Until 10 a.m.?
Damn, bitch.
That's pretty, that's some good hours for you. So much for being furloughed. Good for you, buddy. Oh, what happened? Did your roof, like, collapse or something? He says he had to pay his $700 for a roof.
Damn, bitch.
Damn. Was it from the storm or something? Or just regular wear and tear? He says 7,000. Oh, count the zeros. I'm over here thinking that you were, oh, man.
Damn, bitch.
Damn,
bitch. That's
hectic right there. Counting the zeros, $7,000 for a roof. That sucks, bro. Just an old roof, already over 15 years old. Wow. That's crazy, man. 7,000. Well, I hope you get it, man. It's not leaking or anything, right? Like, you're not taking in water. I know you got some memorabilia in there you're trying to keep safe. That's cheap, unfortunately. Not. Oh, no. That sucks. What's up, Tullian? To what? Good morning. How are you? Damn, man, that sucks. Well, I hope everything works out, bro. Want to get it before it leaks, yeah. Especially when it snows, bro. Damn. Well, good luck, man. I'm sure it'll be fixed up. Me, What have I been up to? I've been traveling. Traveling, now I'm here back at the home base and doing shows and working on the internet station that I was trying to tell you about. So, yeah, man. You know how it is. Trying to stay busy, always drinking coffee. How about you? You still drinking your Dunkin'? Here's a coffee on me to you, buddy. There you go. Have a coffee on me, guys. You might have to go take a piss. But regardless, it's the thought that counts, right? The face says, just want to say love you, man. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. And thank you for being... Aww. Just in case I die, what the fuck, tomorrow, after I get, no, don't get it, bro, what are you doing, are they making you get it at work, bro? Oh, no. Who said it was mandatory? That is... Oh, my God. Oh, my God, bro. That is bullshit, bro. That is so much bullshit. Which one are you getting? Well, it doesn't really matter. They're all fucked up. Oh, man. All right. Well, brother, I hope you'll do okay. Oh, God. Pfizer. Man, I hope it's unfair if they're making you take it. I'm just saying, but I hope nothing happens to you, brother. And Godspeed. And I hope you'll be all right with your family. I hope you have all the paperwork done. And Godspeed. I don't recommend it, but. If you want to do it, do it. I die just know you, my brother. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. You my brother too, bro. I appreciate that. Even though we don't hang out anymore, but we still homies. You were one of the first in the beginning, homie. You be safe out there, bro. So, here's a one sip salute to my homies out there that I've been forced to take the vaccines. Salud. Yeah, buddy. So, as long as I live and my thing doesn't fall off, I will be okay. Yeah. I don't think that, well, yeah, that's whatever, man. Yeah, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. I'm not even gonna push no more propaganda on you guys. That's fine. Do you, bro? Do you, man? I'm sure you'll be all right. I'm sure you'll be all right. So, I don't want to have to, yeah. I mean, you shouldn't have to. That's the problem. That's my issue. If you don't want to, you shouldn't have to. But it's so much pushing it that it gets, they leave you with no options, right? Even though there are options out there, but nobody wants to take them. They don't want to make any waves. That's fine. Hey, Angie. If I want to stay working, I have to. Yeah, no, that's the problem. That's what happens. Like, what if? That's the problem. That's really the problem, bro. That you're forced to take something that some people don't feel strongly about, you know? So that's really the problem. What's up, Angie?
Oh, what's yeah.
That's exactly how I feel. What's up, Ricardi? No, Ricarvid. Whatever. What's up, buddy? Excuse me. Guys, if you're new here, hit that follow button. And also, if you haven't checked out my previous podcast that I released, go check it out. It's informative. So trying to get the download numbers up. If you guys haven't checked it out, go give it a listen. Give us a critique. I wonder, can I read the comments? Hey, welcome back, Cali Girl. Thank you for sharing the show. I'll become a follower. I got a comment on my podcast. I don't know if it's for a specific one. Oh, hold on. Let me get your phone call, buddy. What's up, Fabe? Or should I call you Mr. Steels?
What? Whatever you... I'm the Fabe, Mr. Steel, whatever you want to call me. It don't matter.
Okay. I hear you very low, though. I don't know
if you're... Yeah, because I don't have headphones on. I'm just calling through the phone.
Oh, okay. Is your phone in your pocket?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
what's good?
Yeah, so we're forced to take it. And the ones that don't take it, that they have either a religious reason or they have a medical reason or whatever, will have to take 5 weeks off without pay. And within those 5 weeks, if United decides to allow them back, it will be that they have to either get vaccinated by then or get another note and maybe be out again another 5 weeks.
That's really harsh, man. I don't know why they would do things like that.
Well,
is Airlines International, right? They do international.
We are the only airline to do it.
Oh, jeez.
All the other airlines are giving, like, they can get a COVID test every week, or they're giving incentives. Like American Airlines, if they do it, if they take the vaccine, they'll get up to 5 weeks vacation, or they get money or whatever if they do it. Yeah, they're bribing them. Delta, they don't have to do it, but their health insurance goes up.
Oh, wow.
JetBlue is pretty much the same as American Airlines. They either have to take a COVID test every week, or they'll get incentives to get everything. But, you know, but they gave the pilots over $10,000 so that they can all get vaccinated. But meanwhile, we're mandated to get it.
That's stuff right there, man. That makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I don't know if you mentioned this before, but your partner works in the school system, right?
Yep.
So was that the same case?
Well, she got it because she wanted to anyway. Oh. But because she's in the school system, they're pretty much mandated. All teachers were mandated to get it, and any kid over 12 years old has to get it now too.
Wow, man, that's crazy, man. I don't know. I mean, because there are studies out there that it does damage the, you know, hearts. So I don't know why they want to do that to a little kid. It's crazy. Well, I don't get it.
Well, and no one knows the long-term effects either. So, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I have a friend who has a 12-year-old daughter, and he pulled her out of school, and he's homeschooling her because he refuses to give her the vaccine because he says he doesn't know what's going to – the long terms. And, you know, God forbid, you know, they find out that kids can't get pregnant or whatever in the future because they got the vaccine. He doesn't want to have that on him, you know?
Good for him. Yeah, see? That whatever information that the parents have, they have to make their decision based on it. But a lot of these people are pushing something without giving everybody the full facts.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people here are pissed off, and there's a lawsuit going on. But they're pretty much selling, the lawyers are pretty much selling them, well, the government gave them the right to mandate it, so there's really nothing that you can do about it.
Yeah, that's the tricky part, man. I don't know why that they do that. And sometimes people got to do a little digging, because there's some things that they can't really do. But I don't know. That's beyond my expertise. But
me personally, like I said, I already said I would rather get tested every week. And, you know,
I don't see why they at least give you that option.
Me personally, I don't even get the flu shot, and you're going to mandate this on me. You know, and the flu's been around way longer, you know.
Yeah, what happened to the flu now? Just wondering.
No, they're still giving out flu
shots. I don't hear anything about the flus, though. Like, nobody's
giving out flu shots and stuff.
Yeah? No, I know they're giving out the shots. I'm just saying, I haven't heard any stats on the flu. You know, it's usually around this time, right? Hey, Blood Ninja.
I mean, it's still the number one. It's pretty much still the number one killer of the, you know, in the world is the flu, so.
Right? That makes you think.
But, you know. We can't find a cure for that, but hold on one second.
COVID, yeah. even though the CDC had to change their
keep going straight. Two
their headlines. Over. The vaccines is not a cure.
He isn't Charlie. Sorry about that, passenger.
Yeah, no worries. So. So how come they say that they won't even allow you guys to just get tested? Like
they didn't even give us that option.
Even our leader, I don't even want to call him a president, said that they're going to start making it easier to get home test kits for everybody. Right. Yeah. So.
Yeah. They didn't, like I said, they didn't even give us the option, and and we were saying like New York police, they have the option. Firefighters have the option. Hold on.
Yeah. And, of course, it's not applicable to people in Congress. Of course not. Right? But everybody else is.
Damn, bitch.
You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying, Brina? It gets crazy out there.
Sorry about that.
It's a lot of... Yeah, no worries.
I was just calling just to...
Yeah, thanks for the info, man. I appreciate that.
Up a little.
Is there any, like... Did your doctor talk to you about like which one to get, or you just picked Pfizer?
Because I just went there and I figured since Pfizer is the only one that got, you know, FDA approved and everything, I was just like, I'll just go with that. Right. And then, you know, I didn't want to get the Johnson & Johnson because it's way, I don't know. I feel like the Johnson & Johnson is even less reliable than the others. Let's put it that way.
Right. Is that the one shot one, right? The Johnson.
Yeah, the one shot. Okay. Yeah, but I feel like that's less reliable than the others, if anything. And like I said, if I'm gonna get it, you know, whatever. At least I get it. You know, get it over with. Tomorrow I'll go get my second shot. And like I said, if I die, everyone, you know, will remember me.
So you already got the first shot. How did you feel after your first shot?
Oh, nothing. First shot was nothing. I just got swollen a little bit, my arm. It was just swollen a little bit, but nothing. Okay. I didn't feel anything or nothing.
Okay.
It's always the second shot that everybody, you know, think. We have somebody here that him and his family went and got it. Family friends, and three of them passed away after they got it. So he was like, he's scared for his life. Because he's like, you know, I got it at the same time. And, you know, what if it was that specific dose and this and that? And I'm like, dude, you can't think that way, you know?
Yeah. It sucks, man, because for those – and you can't – and people can't really deny that people have passed away after getting the jabs, because it happens. There are statistics out there.
Well, we have somebody here that she got the vaccine recently and just got COVID last week. And they're like, well, you have to stay out for the 15 days now. And she's like, yeah, but I got vaccinated. And they're like, yeah, but you got COVID. And it's like, well.
I'm glad that you're using common sense, man, because those are the oxymorons that – I'm not talking about the people, but I mean like the situation that doesn't make sense. Yeah. Because if you're saying I need to get vaccinated in order to continue working. But if I choose not to, then I have to be away from work for 5 weeks. But if I get vaccinated and I can still get COVID, I still have to stay away from work. So, yeah. I mean, they're playing people for a fool.
Yeah, but the thing is if you get COVID, and if I'm vaccinated and I get COVID, they'll pay me. If I don't get vaccinated, I'm off for 5 weeks without pay. Exactly.
All right. That makes sense. But
so no money towards money, you know?
Right. I hope they pay you like what you should be getting paid.
Oh, no. We're all underpaid, but, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
That's weird, man. That sucks. Sucks that they're playing patty cake with everybody's bodies. But, hey, a lot of people believe in it. That's on them, right? That's on you. Any other things that you can tell? Like, have you noticed anything weird in the airports? People coming in that look suspect? Anything like that?
Oh, there's always people here, and we have the homeless people that come in, and you know it is what it is. But according to them now, like even the homeless people will have to get vaccinated before they come into the airport, because the police will have to escort them out every single day, every time, and everything. So,
yeah, that's that was one of the questions that I thought about a couple of like a week ago or two. Like, I was like, what happened with all the homeless people? Like, I haven't heard of any news in with homeless and COVID. You know?
Yeah. So here at the airport,
walking in the streets,
like I said, they already have warned all the ones that are usually here, and they told them that, you know, I think it starts in November, I believe. It starts that comes into the building, you know, like that, you know, us workers or, you know, whatever, either have to get vaccinated or have to have a COVID test. So they told the homeless people that they probably have to get vaccinated or because they're sleeping here. Most of them, or they'll have to get a COVID test all the time. And since you know, they'll still have to kind of leave the airport to get the COVID test type thing. So,
right. So you're saying that they have to show proof that they've gotten the COVID test.
What?
That the homeless or anybody that goes into the building has to show proof that they gotten a COVID test.
Well, not passengers, just,
people that work here or
the homeless that pretty much are here 24/7 type thing. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Passengers that fly domestic and stuff like that. There's no, domestic flights, you don't need to have COVID tests. So,
that helps me when I want to go to Florida or something.
It is what it is. Like I said, like you're on a plane, full flight. If one person gets it, the whole plane is infected. So,
yeah, pretty much. I mean, that was the case even before COVID. You know, always somebody coughing their brains out or sneezing in the plane.
Yep,
everybody's sick.
All right, let me get back to work.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for calling in for the update. The fade.
They're looking at me. They're like, "What are you doing outside?"
All right, brother. Take care. Be safe, man. Stay healthy.
Peace.
The Fabe update. That was the Fabe, everybody. Make sure to go check him out whenever he goes live. Oh, you mandating ass people.
Damn, bitch.
You guys just keep fucking with people all the time. But it is what it is. It is what it is. That's right, Blunt Ninja. The homeless are never counted on or reported on. Kind of like they're very noticeable in California. What do you know about that, Cali girl? In California. Cali girl says, what did she say? In Cali, no homeless are sick that I see. Okay. Somewhere, what? They wear masks? Really? If you want to call in, Cali girl, you're more than welcome to. That shit may what is it? That shit may be next. What shit? To show proof before you fly, wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Aki or Akwai? Akwi? I don't know how you say your name. What's going on? Thank you for joining. Hit that follow button. So, such a somber response. Who, me? Yeah. It is what it is. Excuse me. I got the vid. Fuck.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. My love went to get me iced coffee. I'm so happy. Good for you. Good for you. No, the homeless? Oh yeah. Yeah. Almost there. Yeah. Almost there. Beautiful day. Beautiful weather over there. So, it is what it is, man. The homeless, I don't know. I hear there's a lot of homeless over there in California, something in a place called Skid Row. I think I was listening to a podcast yesterday about it. Move my mouse so they think I'm working. Yeah. Cover your cameras too. Yeah, Brina knows about that.
Damn, bitch.
Yeah, move your mouse, yo, so they know you're working. Yeah. Already covered, yeah. They got the cameras covered. They got the mouse moving. Thank you for liking the show, Blunt. It gets it's pretty crazy out there, man. I wonder whatever happened to like the New York concerts that were happening. I could have sworn that there was like a Wu-Tang concert happening in late August. I think you were supposed to get Ghostface and Raekwon. I wonder how that go. I wonder if that became a super spreader. A super spreader of love. Super spreader of love. Cali Girl says, I was going to call in, but I don't have a headset. Yeah, I would say you could call without one, but I know there's going to be feedback, so it would have been nice if you had a headset. But if you have one laying around, you know, connect it and give us a call. I would love to hear what the situation is like over there in Cali. What part of Cali are you from? I hope it's in a nice part of Cali. The nice part of Cali. I saw a picture of that lady AOC. She was rocking like a dress that says "Tax the Rich." I wonder how she got into that club, that party. These people are saying that you needed to like pay a $30,000 ticket to get in there or something like that. I'm like, damn, economy must be doing great for you guys. Wow. Of course, Pelosi gave everybody in Congress a raise, right? So while everybody else is eating shit, government. Oh, the government. Gotta love it. Got to love it. So guys, if you guys don't know, hopefully it goes off without a hitch. I'm going to be doing a Sunday show starting hopefully in October. Excuse me. With Lady Me, if you guys are not familiar with Lady Me. It's going to be it can be a call-in, you know, hotline or whatever, but we will be reading emails from the audience. If anybody wants to send any questions or any topics that they would like us to discuss, if you don't know, Lady Me is, she works in the healthcare profession. She's a nurse, I think, or she used to be a nurse. I don't know if she still is qualified as a nurse. I don't know. But she's been in the healthcare profession for a long time. And she has connections to doctors and a lot of other informed people. So if you have any like relationship questions, you know, sexual questions, feeling funny in your body parts type of questions, send them on over. You can send it to my Twitter at the Ralph William, or you can send the station an email if you go to epicstrategiesnetwork.com. That's epicstrategiesnetwork.com, and fill the form out and write us a note or send us an audio clip if you want it to be like that. And we'll look it over and then tackle it on the air on a Sunday, the beginning of October. So, and then we'll take some callers live there too. So make sure to let us know. And we'll get it started for you. If you don't know Cali, LA County is where I am. Oh, okay, cool. I don't know Cali. But you're in LA?
Orale.
Is that racist? So I'm kind of stoked about it. Hopefully we get a good turnout, and oh, fair use might know about it. Not if you Spanish, yeah, true. Speaking of, let's hear from the man, the myth, the legend, fair use. What's up, fair use? Did you mean to call him? Oh, you're muted. Okay. Maybe he didn't mean to call in.
Oi.
Oi.
Yeah, that was weird. All I did was like hit the mute button on the screen and unmute it, and then I could talk. I was talking the whole time. What's up, bro?
What's up, man? What's good?
You rang.
You rang, sir. How you been? How's the weather out there?
I just heard the orale, and I was like, yo, what's up?
That's like the bat signal shit. Orale.
Yeah, man, I'm working, getting down with the get down, you know. Getting started.
That's what's up.
You know what's fucking crazy, bro? Like, once I got back from vacation, I was faced with like 7,000 plus emails, bro. All on the unread side, too. Like, crazy.
Oh, wow. How convenient.
Yeah. Yeah, how is someone supposed to like get out of that hole, dude? You know, that's crazy.
Outsource.
Yeah, but you know that's not good for our economy, though. You know,
right?
We gotta insource. Well, outsource, bro. Good job in our country, right?
Yeah.
Right. Merck.
Merck.
Fucking emails, you see? 500. That's right, Brina. The struggle is real, yo. People don't really understand. It's like, how are you supposed to tackle thousands of fucking emails when you get back? You know, you go away, try to relax and stress-free life and enjoy, and you come back and you see thousands of fucking emails. What do? You want to go back on vacation. What do you do?
Yeah.
One email.
Just to recap, I'm just looking, reading a headline right here, just to go back real quick on vaccines. They're saying that the NBA won't force vaccines on elite athletes, but does make it mandatory for the staff. That's crazy. I guess they're afraid of their elite athletes getting injured because of the vaccine.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Aria? How's Cali doing? And I hate you guys because you guys can't get rid of Newsom. But anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
You carry some shit in your heart, Ralph.
It's hard for me to even go through like 5 emails. I can't imagine you guys going through 7,000.
Yeah, it's a task, bro. But it does feel very satisfying once you knock it all out. I mean, I went from 7,000 on Monday. I'm looking at 1,400 right now. So, with just under 1,000 unread. So I've made quite a bit of progress here. Let's keep chipping away.
Good, man. So what's, do you have like a record? Like, do you make it a contest for yourself? Like how many emails?
I don't want to keep track, bro. I don't want to keep track because that's not a record that I want to be proud of. It's not a record that I want to be remembered for, and that I don't want to remember itself.
They're going to be like, oh, he can take care of 7,000. Let's give him
shit.
10.
Yeah. Give him 8. Yeah. Give him 9. just send him shit. Doesn't matter if there's anything in there. Just spam the fuck out of him. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a damn shame.
So I was reading about some conservative radio host dude who was like against vaccinations totally.
And he died? I think
he passed away. Yeah, like yesterday or last night, this morning, something like that.
Oh, the recent one? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I saw a report like about an hour ago.
That sucks. Yeah, I didn't notice that. I heard that, I think, oh, I forgot his name, a comedian passed away by cancer.
Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, I didn't even know he had that. That sucks, man. Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. He was a funny guy, too.
Yeah, he was.
yeah, man. Howard Stern was talking stuff about, like, three other radio hosts. I don't know if three of them died or just one died.
I read some articles, some comments that he made, and I was going to send it over to you, but I didn't. I didn't like the source from which it came from, so I decided to not send it your way. But okay. I let you – that's one of those things I let you uncover for yourself. But right. Yeah, someone at that level with such a large platform, right, a large megaphone, saying that kind of stuff I think is pretty powerful. That's just my opinion. Because a lot of things he says is always kind of like – maybe a lot of people kind of like at least listen or at least pay somewhat attention.
Right. Yeah, I mean, one of my old episodes that I released was talking about him, and he made those comments, and he made more comments after that. I don't know if that's what you're talking about, but he pretty much, I think I mentioned it yesterday, that he was pretty much saying that, you know, get your COVID and go to your, stay in your home and die. Like, we don't need you people here. It was something of that line. So
something in regards to people who choose to not take the vaccination, that maybe they shouldn't be given help at the hospital because you're being offered some form of treatment and you're
why take up
hospital beds to treat you when there are other people who can, you know, that might have some other disease or illness or whatever the fuck. That's right. That's kind of what he's trying to say.
I think another celebrity guy, I think he was like a nighttime talk host, said almost the same thing. I think it was like a week ago. I forgot who it was. But yeah, man, that's how it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is right now.
Yep. Yep. What's up with you, bro? What kind of point have you got going on,
dude? Me, nothing, man. This is a free flowing day for me today. Nothing specific. I'm trying to ease off the, you know, my same talking points and just free flowing it, just to not annoy people too much with it.
You know what though, people are gonna be annoyed regardless of what you say. Depends on the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Can't please them all.
That's true. But it's very hard to find like some, well, I'm sure there is. If you start looking, you can find good news, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what it is though? It takes time, man, right? I mean, it takes time to
research. It's a damn shame when you have to dig stuff for good news.
Right. Well, I mean, let's face it, right? A lot of the news publications, news outlets are all owned by the same conglomerates, right? I mean, so they're just peddling the same repetitive talking points.
Yeah, good news doesn't sell, apparently. Good news in general has become
very opinionated, right? Has become very, like, brought to you by, you know what I mean? It's all, like,
oh yeah, of course,
filled with ads. It's not about, like, getting the news. It's about getting some fucking asshole's opinion. Like, what do I care about what you have to say and what your viewpoint is, bro? That's not news. You know what I mean? Like, that's not news, period.
That's crazy. I was going back to the source to dig up that clip of Howard Stern, like, talking mad basura, and mm-hmm. they took it down. I wonder why.
I bet you it's not taken down on that stadium, that satellite radio, right? What is he on, Sirius or XM?
Yeah, Sirius, yeah. Hey, Bumblebee Tuna. Long time to see
you. Bumble, it's been a minute, bro. How you doing?
Yeah, man.
Cowgirls wasn't looking too nice, though, bro. Just saying. Uh-oh. Just had to say it. Welcome back.
Yeah, you were – did you get entrenched in the Sunday football?
Yeah, I watched a couple games. The Monday, actually, they had Monday Night Football at the stadium in Vegas where I was just recently at. That was pretty cool. I caught some of that game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But it feels good to have some football back, man. And it's actually – it's really good now on TV where you see stadiums filled with people. And then I don't wear masks, bro.
Is that – yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I hope they keep on doing that. Is that – did it start normally? Is this the normal starting time for football?
Yeah, week one. We started on that. Next, we got basketball coming right up around the corner.
So has there been any hiccups with the sports scene? Because I know because of COVID, but in terms of like seasons getting cut short or anything like that?
I think not so much anymore. Early on it was because of when the pandemic hit and what seasons were kind of already in flight. And so there was some adjustments, but I think now things are kind of back to as normal as they were from scheduling perspective.
Right.
So they're starting their seasons and they're going through.
Okay. That's pretty dope.
We got basketball starting, and then in October now we got baseball playoffs. And that's on time.
California has 10.2 million registered registered Democrats and 5.2 million registered Republicans and 5 million that are no preference. Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Yeah, that might have – if only they could have swayed those other 5 million no preference, right?
Hmm.
Maybe they could have been – well, actually, not really, if I do math right. The more you know. Thank you, Aria. I appreciate that. Yeah, I guess it was wishful thinking, you know. I guess that's not going to happen. Unless he gets caught in a scandal, you know, like. What the hell is that?
The more you know.
The more you know. Unless he gets caught in a scandal, you know, like wearing a mask in a restaurant or being in a group of people in a restaurant. Oh, wait. No, that happened already. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I forgot.
Damn. I should have just picked up that hooker.
Damn. Yeah. Nobody would have noticed that. But anyway.
Or tranny. I mean, that worked that well.
No, that's okay, though. I think that's okay. I think you can get away with it.
Mm.
Thank you for the coffee.
Depends how much money you have.
Yeah. Thanks for the coffee. I think was there something about Bill Cosby? I could have sworn I heard something about Bill Cosby a few days ago.
Like, he's out of jail again?
He's been out, but I could have sworn that they said something about him being on tour again. I don't know if that's for real.
Come on, are you serious? I mean, let's just forego his age just for a second here. Just for a second here. I know
if you think listening to Biden is difficult. Aside.
Right. And here's someone who's actually done time, convicted. It's no alleged, quote unquote, right? Convicted, did time. Albeit he's out, but shit, the dude did time. So yeah, let's forget about his age for a second. If you could just put that aside, and who's actually gonna go see this guy? And just for the lulz, just for the laughs, knowing what he did, this fucking predator over here.
I can't even do this fucking accent. Pudding pop. Oh, I can't even do it. No. Well, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I don't know. I wouldn't go see him. Would anybody out there go see him? I mean, if you want to laugh at some of his jokes, because there's plenty of old material.
That's funny. I mean, that's funny messed up because I used to listen to his, and he was funny super back then. When I was younger.
Super fan.
Yeah, I wasn't so, just being a super fan. Super thank you for fan. Being a super fan. You can be a super fan if you want. It's not a requirement.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Did you hear anything about this this military guy, Milley, whatever his name is?
Milley? Isn't he a general?
General? Yeah, that guy.
I think he's a general, right? Is he still active? Or is he I think he's one of the commanders in chief, like one of the commanding generals, I believe.
I think so. They said something about that he got that he was going to warn China if America was going to attack or something like that. I think he said that when the other guy was in office.
Oh yeah, so I'm seeing something now from Reuters where they're saying top U.S. general secretly called China over fears Trump would spark war. Same guy also was ready for a coup. The same guy was preparing for a coup. From the last guy to where he was not going to, the general was not going to allow the armed forces to be used against the United States in a coup to overthrow shit. That was during the whole fucking the end there, you know, I won but I lost or I lost.
Right.
Yeah, so same guy.
I thought he was just put in there. I didn't know he was there. I didn't know he stayed there. I thought he was just appointed there recently.
Nah, okay. This guy's been a military guy for a long time. I mean, he's
I know he was a military guy. I just thought that he served the big bad, you know, orange guy, and then stepped out.
No, Ralph, these generals are they're not appointed by a political party, and they're not supposed to be, affiliated or representing a party. I mean, yeah. They're human. They're Americans. They have a right to vote, right? But their first and foremost is, right, service the country, right? Defend our country, protect our country, fight for our country, right? First and foremost.
Right.
Right. So regardless of what political party someone may be trying to do some things against our own civil liberties and freedoms, well, then, yeah, they should be there to help us out, protect us, right?
I hear that.
This guy's one of the top Joint Chiefs of Staff in the Pentagon for the Department of Defense, and I believe he's been doing. I believe he's been in the military for a long time. He's probably one of those career military guys.
Right.
You know, you don't get to be that top position overnight. I don't think. I mean, I never served, but I'd like to think that a position like that is going to take you some years and some accomplishments, yeah. Right? To
get to that point. Some brown nosing of some sort. I don't know. Who knows. What's up, John Cat?
Maybe.
Okay. What's up, 100 Yard? How are you? Let me see if this clip plays.
President Biden visited Colorado Tuesday, wrapping up a two-day trip out west in a push to convince Americans that his massive spending package would help fight climate change. President Biden spent the day in Colorado, where he visited the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. He also spoke about his Build Back Better agenda, which he says will help tackle the climate crisis and modernize infrastructure.
You know, we have to invest in being more resilient because of the impacts of climate. The climate change is occurring today, not next year, not 10 years from now. And we have to make the investments that are going to slow our contributions to climate change today, not tomorrow. And here's the good news. Something that is caused by humans can be solved by humans.
The White House says the $3.5 trillion budget plan would boost clean energy, help eliminate pollution, and create up to 1 million new jobs every year.
I hope that's right. I hope that's the case, man. Good for him. What's up, John DeVito? How you been, buddy? What's new on your mind? Thank you for hanging out with us, Cali girl. I hope everything is doing well. Hope your family's doing good, John. And I mean, you can't go wrong with climate change, right? Seems like a good thing.
Yeah, no.
Seems like a good thing. I don't know.
Our country's become, like, so divisive, bro. We're so divided, bro. Like, we can't agree on anything. We can only agree to disagree. That's about it. So, yeah. You say climate change is going to be a topic that a lot of people can fall in line with, but yeah, no. No, it's going to be one of those topics.
I mean, it sounds like a good idea, but it becomes a problem when they say, like, you know, it's us. Well, even though it is us, but, like, we have to be, I don't know. I don't want to get into it. Like, we have to get rid of half the population in order to help climate change. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I don't see.
There are some people that say that. You know, there are books out there that say.
Well, I mean, sure.
We're overpopulated. We need to get rid of people.
I mean, shit, bro. Well, sure. I mean, when you take into account some countries out there have like billions of fucking people, surely all our millions of people ain't nothing compared to that, right? So if we're going to look at those types of things, well.
Right. Yeah, John DeVito says I would buy a Tesla, but they're just too damn expensive. I mean, they should make those things
that's just now,
affordable.
Though, man. That price would come down. That's with everything, though, man, when it first comes out. I mean, even where they are now, they've come down in price from when they first come out. Yeah. And they got better as well when they first were developed. So they're working on another sub-$30,000 car, right? So it's coming, man. Plus, you got some other competition with other EV manufacturers coming out. So that'll help, you know, drive down some of the price, right? Supply and demand. That's right.
Yeah, doggy. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's like if you want more people to buy it or more people to use it and make the world better, make it easier for people to get it. You know, don't make it too expensive, because then they're not, and they're gonna go back to old, good old faithful, you know, gasoline and shit. But it is what it is. I mean, it's weird because. I don't know. I think they're trying to push that the infrastructure bill. I don't know if they're going to do that now or they're going to wait until maybe next year. But I haven't really found anybody that really broke down what's in it in terms of like trying to make things that's like green easily accessible to people. But that's just me. So John DeVito, I hope everything is great with you, buddy. Thank you for hanging out. just wondering how, what are you saying here? My wife and I were, were driving behind a car yesterday. It had smoke just pouring out. Damn, they just need a mechanic. That's what it is. Of the exhaust pipe. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit is crazy though, bro.
Yeah. There are some cars that I like that.
Shit you see out there, people drive the kind of cars people drive in and like all that bad emissions.
And that's like heavily, that's heavy over there in California too, right?
I think a lot of states now have their own inspection requirements that cover emissions at this point.
No, but I mean like it's like very noticeable in Cali. Like wasn't it like that fog shit?
Oh, yeah.
What do you call that shit? I forgot.
Yeah, smog. Yeah.
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 Smog. Smog and all that. Yeah.
Between the car pollution and other fire and some shit. Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Most people drive what they can afford. Yeah. 100 yards.
Yeah. I'm just surprised we're not all driving bicycles then.
I mean, we should, right? Well, it depends on how far your work is. I mean, compared to where your job is, if you had to be in the office, would you ride a bike to work? Well, maybe not a bicycle.
Quite honestly, for my line of work, I think the only thing being in the office is good for is to collaborate and to get to know some of your colleagues a little better.
Yeah.
That's all that's worth, in my opinion. Because I could literally do the same job from anywhere. And I'm a people person, so I'll get along with people, and you know, I don't have to be face to face to shit your fucking hands. You know what I'm saying? To know you, get to know you. But I know there's a lot of old school shit, but
yeah,
you know, 2021.
I get it. I guess it all depends on the industry, you know.
Yeah, True.
Yeah, it all depends on.
And probably the people that are, you know, in charge of that type of industry kind of thing.
I remember back in the day.
Your CEOs and whatnot.
Yeah, I remember back in the day when I used to work for like a staffing agency. And they would send us out to like factories and shit. Like there was a you could pay a little extra, but there would be a like a shuttle bus or a van coming in to pick us all up and take us. And I'm like, that could be something that could be done. Well, like I said, depending on where people live and where the job is, but that could cut down on a lot of you know, gas, you know, exhaust. You know, if you can make that van or bus electric, you know, whatever, green, however you want to say it, and you can take the majority of people that need to be in the office, pick them up and take them to work. Kind of like school buses for workers. Oh, big like yellow bus share. For your workers. Oh, my God.
There you go. Or a short yellow bus.
Or a short one. But it'll be the fun one because it'll be for adults, you know. You'll have little slots for, like, if you want to fill up your flask with alcohol or something, like, oh, fuck, I got to go to the office.
But this is your employer providing?
Yeah, it should be, right? That could be a good green deal right there. Speaking of a green deal, what's up, bro?
Only green coming out of your mouth at that point.
What was that?
Only green coming out is from your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro.
I mean, if you're in Cali, you can provide that, you know, or another legal state, you can provide that in the bus. The only thing we can't provide is a pole. You can't put a pole in the bus, all right? You can't have that much fun going to work. But
or
sex workers.
Because they may be.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Yeah, we don't know.
I mean, you got enough refugees doing that. But at least getting everybody on the bus, taking them to work, that might be something to consider. I mean, if they're building underground tunnels, you know, for like, what is it, Las Vegas, Nevada? You know, for those Tesla cars,
underground tunnels I've heard being built, man. Yeah, there's actually one they have now. It's a short tunnel. It's about a quarter of a mile in the Las Vegas Convention Center.
Oh, did you ever get to see that or no?
Nah, I wanted to check it out, but I didn't. But what they have there is basically you're at the convention center and in the basement, the garage, basically, or the garage of the convention center. You can literally, garage, garage. So you get into Tesla. They got Teslas, right? And you get in, it just goes through a tunnel. Self-driving.
Nice.
Go through the tunnel, come out the other end. It's about a quarter mile. And, I think it's more novelty kind of thing now to get people used to that idea and get people excited and all that. But Tesla is working with Las Vegas to try to get more of these types of tunnels built underground.
Right.
And probably having a tunnel from maybe like California, Los Angeles kind of area, right? Coming across to Vegas, something like that.
Yeah, man.
I think he's got a real shot at having it happen, man. And mostly because that would be a big draw in Vegas, right? And not only that, but you can split some of the costs with the casinos, right? I mean, these casinos are making bank every fucking hour. So surely it would be in their best interest as well to join in on some of that.
Yeah, I guess that's like like they get a little tax break for being more green, for helping eliminate some of the carbon, whatever the fuck the thing is.
Yeah.
And then a discount for the drive, for people taking the car. You know, so it should be a win-win
because
for everybody.
If you look at it,
should be.
Yeah, I mean, because if you looked at it in any other city, trying to get something done like that, they're going to have to ask the people themselves to pay for those types of projects, right?
And I think we
like
paid
they
enough.
Do when they're building a new football stadium or whatever, right? They try to get the people that live there, the residents, the local people to kick in, and that's usually with increased taxes and things like that. But when you look at something like Vegas, there's so much other money, right? That can be used outside of just directly going to the local folks that live there and taxing them more and more, where they can, you know, that cost can be covered. It could be just Elon Musk himself and the casinos, and boom, they make it happen. You know what I mean? And it's just used for everybody.
Right.
you know. But then there'll be stops at every casino kind of thing. So, you know,
small price to pay, right? It's kind of like a New York subway.
Yeah, why not?
You know, I got to stop at everywhere if I want to go to, like, the Village or something. Yeah, man, I'm gonna play this clip for a minute. Because there's like something that I found interesting. They're gonna be bringing back RoboCop, it seems like.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So many fucking remakes, bro. For real, can we get some original content?
Not a movie.
Creativity.
I mean, in real life.
Animated.
Even better. Israel's gonna be rolling out in other countries, here in the United States too. Robots.
I wonder if they're gonna look to see if you wear a mask.
I don't know. That would be creepy. But I don't know if they're doing that like for real. I mean, like for like the regular public or in military. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Well, let's see.
Manchin is standing in its way. I'll let you know what Manchin said on Sunday and what he wants, and it might affect parents that are receiving the child tax credit payments. The IRS is sitting on 8.5 million unprocessed tax returns. In previous years, tax refunds, they were being processed in 21 days, with many people receiving it much faster. Now, tax refunds are taking 120 days. With the $3.5 trillion spending bill, the Democrats will be giving citizenship to 8 million unauthorized immigrants. That's unless the Senate parliamentarian says that this is not allowed. I'll let you know the most recent tax proposals on how the Democrats want to pay for the bill. The chief of the United Nations issued a warning that the world is moving in the wrong direction. I'll let you know why he's saying this. President Biden's vaccine mandates are receiving criticism. People are saying that it's government overreach, it's unconstitutional, and the Republicans are saying that they're going to sue. This is your Monday news, and I hope you're having a very nice day. Regarding the $3.5 trillion spending bill, it's a big problem. The Democrats are trying to pass the bill without the Republicans. In order to have enough votes, the Democrats can only afford to lose 3 votes in the House of Representatives, and they can't afford to lose a single Democratic vote in the Senate. In other words, every Democrat in the Senate needs to vote yes. However, 2 Senate Democrats are saying that they're going to vote no to the bill. On Sunday, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin said that his vote is a hard no if the bill is going to cost $3.5 trillion. Manchin said, "We've already spent $5.4 trillion, and we've tried to help Americans in every way possible. And a lot of help is still on the way until next year in 2022. So what's the urgency? What's the urgency that we have?" Senator Joe Manchin said that he would vote yes to the bill if the cost was reduced from $3.5 trillion to $1.5 trillion. Senator Bernie Sanders, who's the chair of the Senate Budget Committee and is also writing up the bill, is rejecting the idea of lowering the bill from $3.5 trillion to $1.5. Sanders said that he originally wanted the bill to be $6 trillion, so he already compromised by lowering it to $3.5.
Sanders, I don't think that was the right one. I think that was... What the...
All you do in your dollar.
Oh my god! Yeah, okay. I think I played the wrong one. This is not the one that I wanted to play. Same dude, yeah, but different day.
Yeah, me too. Sorry.
September 14th, the Democrats in the House and Senate have now agreed to extend the child tax credit payments until 2025. They also agreed to some modifications. We're getting more details about what taxes the Democrats are going to raise. We'll go over the major tax increases. The senators returned back from vacation. The politicians in the House of Representatives are still on vacation until next week. Once they get back, they're going to have a lot of work to do in a little amount of time. Countries around the world are building the robot armies. The Israeli robots come equipped with 2 machine guns, cameras, sensors, and they're controlled from a tablet. They also come with autopilot features. According to the World Bank, in the next 30 years, climate change is going to cause up to 200 million people to abandon their homes and migrate. The report was published on Monday, and it covers water scarcity, decreasing crop productivity, and rising sea levels. And the price of natural gas is skyrocketing, so a lot of Americans should prepare for higher heating bills this fall and winter. This year, Tuesday News.
Oh, shit.
I hope you're having a very nice day. The $3.5 trillion spending bill is going to extend the child tax credit payments. The Democrats in the House and Senate, they were fighting over whether to extend it until 2024 or 2025. They have now come to an agreement to extend it until 2025. Most of the rules, they're going to be the same, but there are some modifications. Children ages 17 and younger will qualify. You're going to receive $300 per month for children under 6 years old.
Yeah,
you're going to receive $250 per month for children ages 6 to 17. If you make more than a certain amount of money, your payments will be reduced. For example, that threshold for a married couple is $150,000 a year. There's going to be a look-back rule. If you're over the income limit for 1 year, you may still qualify for the payments if your income was lower in the past 2 years. The Ways and Means Committee said, this look-back rule keeps taxpayers eligible for the credits even when their income rises above the phase-out range in a single year. More information has been released on the tax increases within the $3.5 trillion bill. The tax changes are targeting high-income earners and corporations. The top tax rate for personal income taxes would increase from 37% to 39.6%. The highest capital gains tax rate, which is money that you make from stocks, cryptos, and other investments, will increase from 20% to 25%. This new rate is going to be applicable to money made after September 13th of this year. When someone dies, the first $11.7 million of assets can be given away tax-free. If it's above that amount, your assets, they're going to be subject to the death tax, which is 40%. The tax-free amount would fall from $11.7 million to the $3 to $5 million range.
Death blow.
There would be an additional 3% tax on people making more than $5 million a year. People making over $400,000 a year would not be able to put money into a Roth IRA using the backdoor method. The top corporate tax rate would increase from 21% to 26.5%. So these are some of the changes, but they're not final yet and still open to modification. And I want to send a friendly reminder to business owners, sole proprietors, independent contractors, single member LLCs, and partnerships that have estimated tax payments due tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
This is for installment period 3, covering June, July, and August. Failure to send in your estimated tax payments by tomorrow can get you penalized, which is an interest rate of 3%. In political news, the senators, they returned back from vacation on Monday. The politicians in the House of Representatives, they're still on vacation, and they're going to get back from vacation next week. The House and Senate, they're going to have a lot of work to do before their next vacation. The Senate voted and approved the physical infrastructure bill for $1.2 trillion. The bill got sent to the House of Representatives, but the House didn't vote on it. Instead, they went on vacation. The goal is to pass the physical infrastructure bill by September 27th. The Senate and the House, they're both going to be trying to pass the $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill as well. The House and the Senate, they're still writing up the bill. The goal is to finish writing up the bill by tomorrow and then vote and pass the bill by the end of September. But there's still the problem of two Democratic senators that are threatening to vote no to the bill. So we'll see how that situation gets resolved. The politicians also need to raise the debt ceiling. Failure to do so will cause the government to run out of money, a government shutdown, and America would default on their debt. The Republicans are refusing to raise the debt ceiling because they're blaming the debt situation on the Democrats, so the Democrats are going to have to raise it by themselves. The politicians are also going to be trying to pass the Women's Health Protection Act. This would make abortion a legal right throughout the United States. It would prevent states from putting restrictions on procedures. Texas has banned abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, and the Supreme Court declined to block the law. If you're finding this news summary helpful, please be sure to subscribe. I try to break down the news and just give it to you as straightforward as possible.
Hey, how about the vaccines, so buddy?
In international news, the United States, Britain, Russia, and many other countries are ramping up their robot armies for military purposes. The Israelis unveiled their new remote-controlled battle zone robots. These four-wheeled robots are designed for seek-and-destroy missions to infiltrate and open fire. The robots are equipped with two machine guns, cameras, sensors, and they're controlled from a tablet. And some of their functions can run on autopilot. In addition to terminating their targets, the robots can carry injured soldiers, transport supplies in the battlefield, gather intelligence, remove mines, provide logistical support, and more. These remote-controlled robots are reshaping the modern battlefield with drone technology. Critics are saying that this is another dangerous step towards robots making life or death decisions.
Oh, boy.
This story.
Who are you talking? Who are you telling? The robots are coming, people. Terminator's coming for you. You haven't gotten vaccinated? Oh, snap. You're a threat. You're a threat to the American public, to your public in general.
Damn, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. We got to take you out. We got to take you out. I want to grow up to be a robot. Right? Don't worry. That's what's gonna happen to the kids now. I want to be a robot. Okay. We'll make it happen. What was that robot cartoon with the little kid? He had like a dog. Not Mega Man. It was another one. Astro Boy. Astro Boy. Let's get some Astro Boys up in here. Got to get ahead of it, Ralph. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man. We're going to have a bunch of little Astro Boys running around. Well, I guess it kind of makes sense, right? All these young generation or these younger generations, and me, even us, like always playing Call of Duty, playing video games. Now you can do it in for real life. You can operate one of these robots, take out the enemy in the army. But then again, you can't be complaining about lag because military has better internet than you. Right? That and don't be camping too much. That's all I remember from my Call of Duty days when I was playing that. But that is what it is, man. That's what's going to happen. We're going to have robots. Our robots are going to have robots.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And then, The Matrix is going to be happening. The Matrix movie is going to be coming out in December. So, right? I think it's this December. It's going to be fun. It's kind of difficult. If they're going to release, like, those two movies in the same time, like, who's going to go see what first? I think a lot of people are going to go see The Matrix first. I think that's like the diehards. Like, damn. You know, we started off, in the beginning with The Matrix with this fool. Just want to see how it goes. But if it's going to be like a resurrection of The Matrix, like, are they going to be resurrecting the whole storyline all over again? Or are they going to finally, like, bring it to an end? Just wondering. If you guys remember The Matrix. But thank you, everybody, for joining me. I greatly appreciate it. You guys are awesome. I hope you have a great morning. Don't forget to tip your waitress. And you guys have a great week. And I hope life treats you a little bit better. Life treats you a little bit better every day. Take care, Brina.
Damn, bitch.
I say take care, Brina.
Damn, bitch.
I say take care, Brina.
Damn, bitch. Damn, bitch.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Brina. Thank you for being here. You have a good morning. Take care. Take care, everybody. Stay humble, stay hungry, and you'll always be blessed. Peace.
Let it play.
Damn, bitch.
Let it play.
Damn, bitch.
Hey, listen, you. Not listening to Ralph Williams podcast when he's live on Podbean.
there's something seriously wrong with you, you gotta get yourself checked out. Go ask Dr. Fauci.